Kurt and Tish had been married for years when their son died in a motorcycle accident. Many couples lose their marriage when they lose a child, but this bride and groom clung to their faith and to each other. They had begun to adjust to life without their son when tragedy struck yet again. After enough tests to satisfy the doctor's standards, Tish's doctor diagnosed her with Parkinson's disease. At first, she forgot a few simple things. Later, she forgot a few not-so-simple things, and Kurt knew he was losing his wife little by little. They planned a vacation from their home in Georgia to the lush coasts of Ireland. Some time away would do both of them some good. In May of 2018, they were wandering the western coast of Ireland on vacation when Tish looked over at her husband, who was driving, and said, "I'm not really sure who you are." She wasn't kidding. He saw the look in her eyes. She was serious. She was scared. He was scared. She was forgetting who he was. Kurt remembered that as the beginning of their new normal. Whether they were ready to return home or not, the reservations and resources were coming to an end. It was time to fly home, but during one of the last days of their trip, a young Irish university student heard of Kurt's hurt, and she prayed over him. And she said these words, "Lord, this man has a forgetful bride." And Kurt winced at the thought. But she continued, "But so do you." He cried. He laughed. And he realized Jesus knows what he's going through with Tish because he goes through it with us. Good day, Simplify listeners. I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving week. This week, you're listening to L.J. Harry, and you're listening to The Forgetful Bride on Simplify. It's unthinkable that a bride could forget her groom, but it happens. And certainly, we've forgotten the one who loves us and brought us through. There have been times we've forgotten God ourselves. So we need to remember. Remember. That was Samuel's charge to Israel. You could feel excitement in the air on coronation day. Maybe King Saul would boost the economy or boot their enemies. All that's yet to be seen, but coronation day was going to be a good day. Before Samuel placed the crown on Saul's head, he spoke like any good pastor would. God recorded his words for us to read and remember. Reverend Samuel preached, "Remember," because God knew he had a forgetful bride. So Samuel started where Israel started. Never forget your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great, you get the idea, great-great-grandfather Jacob. Remember, he moved all the way from Canaan to Egypt to find food in a famine, and he found it, and he found a new home. God blessed him and his family in Egypt, but the Egyptians got scared they were going to take over, so they forced them into slave labor. But remember, Israel cried out to God. And God heard them and sent them Moses as a deliverer who led them out of slavery into freedom and brought them to the border of this place. Remember, God brought you out of Egypt. Samuel was preaching to a people who never were in Egypt. They didn't feel the dry soil of the Red Sea beneath their sandals and see their captors give chase after them, only to see them washed up on the shore. Samuel was reminding them that God brought our forefathers, our nation, our people out of Egypt, where they slaved as a sea of slaves, night and day, for a Pharaoh they did not know or love. Their families watched helplessly as soldiers burst through their doors, ripped their newborn sons out of their arms, and threw them into the Nile River. Remember, God brought us out of Egypt. Samuel was preaching faithfulness to a faithless people. They worshiped God, then they worshiped a calf. They served God, then they served idols. They trusted God, they doubted God, sought God, sought a man. They changed more than the weather changes in Ohio. So Samuel preached to remind them what good God had done for them and what evil Egypt had done to them. It seems like a key to faithfully serving God is to simply remember. So this November, as you gather around your table and you dive elbow deep into turkey and cranberry sauce, remember. And before you rush out the door to buy bigger and better on Gray Thursday or Black Friday, take time to remember. In fact, write down or type up the good things God has done for you over the course of the year. 2020 has been a year many would rather forget, but I would dare say if you think back to the March, April, May, June, July, maybe January, February, August, September, October, and certainly November. There are things that God has done for us, blessings he has given us, things that we ought to remember as a way to remind us how good God has been to us, even when life turned very, very uncertain and very, very unsure. Remember. Remember the many times God has forgiven you. Remember the times God has filled you with his Spirit. Remember the times God has healed you. Remember the times God has provided for you. Remember the times God has protected you. Remember the times you cried out to God and God answered you. Remember the times God has blessed you this November and every month that ends in ember or any month throughout the year. Don't forget to remember. We're going to do that right now in prayer. I would ask you wherever you are to please join with me in prayer. And let's ask God to both help us to remember, and then when we remember, to help us to be thankful and to give thanks for all the goodness God has done for us. Lord Jesus, I praise you. I thank you for every good gift you've given. The writer James said every good gift is from you, and no one else can give the gifts you give. God, I ask you today, help us to remember. Help us in the course of this year of so much uncertainty, so much pain, so much anger, so much difficulty and trial. Help us this day, help us this year to remember the good things you've done. Lord, how you've brought us through, how you've kept your hand on us, how you've protected us, how you've helped us, how you've healed us, how you've filled us, how you've provided for us, how you have been so good to us. Don't let us forget. Help us, Lord, I pray, as your people, to remember the goodness you have shown toward us. And we will ever be thankful and give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for tuning in to Simplify. I remember today how blessed I am to have you as a part of my Simplify listening audience and family. So thank you so much for all of you who listen and tune in to Simplify. I would encourage you to share this podcast with somebody else. If it's been a blessing to you, doubtless it'll be a blessing to them. So let them know about the podcast. They can listen to it on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify. They can listen to it on Podbean, pretty much any podcast platform. They can listen and be a part of Simplify. Last week, we welcomed the country of Taiwan, and today, I would like to welcome the kingdom of Saudi Arabia. They have been listening to Simplify, so I hope this has been a blessing to you. Welcome, Saudi Arabia. If you would like to purchase a copy of the devotional Simplify, from which this devotion and podcast has been launched, you can pick it up at PentecostalPublishing.com or Amazon. You can pick it up in print or Kindle and give it as a gift to somebody to start their new year, their 2021. Speaking of new, next week I will share with you a new devotion about mercy. And it's called We Walk Backwards. I look forward to sharing that with you. And always look forward to walking closer with Jesus as we walk through Simplify. Happy Thanksgiving.